Welcome, ladies, to Module 2. Now, this module is all relating to releasing anything that is not of love or above, specifically releasing guilt, shame, unworthiness, the I don't deserve something mentality, and anything that is not of love is not your truth. I just want to first off start by saying that, because I think in today's world, it's so easy to believe that we are not worthy of something, that we need to be anointed in a sense, and we have to have someone else tell us that we are forgiven or that we are worthy. And that's where that external validation comes into play, because it's something that we were taught from being very small, from maybe our parents. When we do something correctly, we get rewarded for it. And so this module is, again, part of that deep work that we are going to go into, because I believe we truly have to. I believe that you can't heal what you don't acknowledge. And if you're refusing to see it, it's not something that can fully come to the surface to be healed and to be released. And so we are going to get into a lot of more amazing content in the terms of having it be more fun, be more light, a lot of different, you know, modules that will help you to give you the tools and the modalities and things that will actually help you feel more love in your life, which this is such an important piece to it. So again, I know I've mentioned this before, but I would really encourage you to take these few couple of modules very seriously in a way that you're acknowledging that there is something that you want to heal. And this is something that doesn't stop. It's something that even for myself, I am constantly and cautiously, not cautiously, but consciously working on all the time. And I never want to give the impression that it's a one and done thing, that you do this work and then you're completely healed. It's always stepping into that next level, that higher frequency, which is just another layer being peeled off. So I truly believe, and from the teachings that I have learned from mentors, from spiritual teachers, from, you guys know I love Paul Selig's work, I truly believe that we can alchemize anything. I believe that anything inside of us that, again, is not of love or above can be transmuted. And by transmuted, it can be released. It can be turned into something else. And alchemy is essentially the act of transforming one thing. And in this case, specifically, it's, you know, those emotions, the beliefs and thought patterns and trauma that aren't serving us, into higher frequencies of love, joy, bliss, and overall just feeling an inner peace with yourself. Overall, knowing that you're a powerful creator. You just really are. And there's not one person on this planet who is more powerful in terms of the abilities that we came here with. And so it's really, really important that even if you haven't experienced any sort of shift in your life up until now, that you have faith and that you have hope, and that you trust that it is possible. And you may not fully believe in it yet, which is completely understandable, and you have to give yourself grace for that. But we have to be open, and we have to acknowledge that it is possible to reprogram anything, any old way of thinking, belief. This is not just on the mental, emotional, and spiritual, but the physical. And just truly knowing that it is possible to raise your frequency. And the reason why I sound like such a broken record in saying that is because, for one, It's affirming that we can transform anything. I truly believe that. And, you know, the only reason why we would not be able to do that is because of an agreement that we agreed to before we came to this planet. But even then, there's a lot of contracts. I call it clearing karma and agreements, which we're going to talk about later in the modules. You can still clear that with people. And so just know that you hold the power within. And I know that at times that can be a little bit daunting, but it's also very empowering, because then you realize, okay, I see where I'm at right now, and it doesn't have to stay this way. And I can always change my state, and I can always change my frequency. And also know that there is nothing that you need to do to be worthy of something or more deserving of. And anything that you've done up until this point that maybe you're not proud of, or, you know, maybe there's something that you contributed to and you feel very guilty about or you feel very shameful about. There's nothing too big or too small that can't be forgiven. Source holds so much love for us, you guys, that we don't have to take that on anymore. We are allowed to release it, and we have to constantly and keep reminding ourselves of that. And we can choose forgiveness from ourselves and for ourselves and a certain person. I think that that's really a great thing to point out is when we hold on to resentment for someone else, that's not doing a service to ourselves because we're holding in that energy and that anger that is just perpetuating in our own system. It's very toxic. And so when you understand that forgiving other people is the greatest gift that you can give to yourself, that's when things change. And knowing that guilt and shame, they just hold zero positive outcome, you know, and coming from experience, of course, because everything that I teach is something that I've experienced, it all is an experience. And so everything that you've experienced up until this point is just a lesson. It's just a learning experience, and no one on this planet currently has done things perfectly up until now. And I just want you to really understand that and remind yourself of that, that no matter, we talked about social media in the last module, but no matter what you see projected online, or maybe it's on television, or maybe it's on the news, or maybe you have a friend who is always just showing the highlight reel, which again, no judgment. There's so many things that that specific person is still struggling with. So you have to keep that in perspective, that even if someone isn't showing something, everyone is struggling with something. You know, some may be struggling on a deeper level and some may be less than others, but everyone has that one thing. And so no one person has ever gotten it right the first time. That's another thing that really helps. I know it's helped me in the past to not think of things as failing, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a business, whether that's some sort of project or career, whatever that is. It's just a matter of learning. And we need polarity to let us know what doesn't feel good and what is not our truth. And I think that's another really great point for everyone to consider listening to this and who's in this program, is that if we didn't have polarity, which is essentially things that we don't want, contrast, we wouldn't know what it feels like to be in alignment. We just wouldn't, because it would just be like, oh, just another day, right? It'd be another groundhog day where you didn't have any type of a high and you also didn't have a low. So you really wouldn't know what to compare it to. So in a sense, contrast, polarity is actually a gift. And, you know, one of the reasons, this is off topic, but a little bit on a tangent, but one of the reasons, many reasons why I left organized religion is because organized religion tends to tell you that you have to be forgiven by someone else, whether it's a priest, whether it's a higher councilman, just someone that is not you. It's really just, to me, it did not make sense to have someone else tell me if I'm able to be forgiven or not. It was one of those deep senses of, this doesn't feel right to me. I don't know why it doesn't feel right, but it just doesn't. And I didn't feel comfortable having someone else tell me that I needed to be forgiven, that I was either, this was acceptable, this isn't acceptable forgiveness, or it's not. And I just don't believe in that. And this is misinformation. And I believe as a collective, we're moving away from that, from anyone being able to tell us how we are to be forgiven. Because again, there is a God, there is a source, there is a creator that is always wanting us to thrive and would never want us to have someone above us or even below us, because we are all one, we are all equal, to tell us how we should be forgiven or when we should be forgiven, or we have to do these certain things before we are forgiven now. And that's the way that I like to believe things, as really just knowing that by first forgiving myself for everything that I may feel I wasn't proud of or something that I did to someone else, that is the first step. So when you start to feel like you need someone else to forgive you, or someone else needs to tell you that you don't have to feel guilty about that, when you start just listening to yourself, that again is another way that you take your power back. And we hold authority of our own lives and full sovereignty, you guys. And if you're not too familiar with the word sovereignty, it's just power. We hold our own power. And, you know, that's where getting out of that victim mindset is very serving for you. Again, I'm not saying don't allow yourself to process. Don't, you know, feel like you need to take on any type of blame. And it just, for me personally, anytime I get in a victim mindset, I have to immediately snap myself out of it and say, you know, maybe something in the past wasn't something that was necessarily my fault, but I can choose if I want to be a victor or a victim. And those are completely two different energies. Even in saying it, you can feel the difference between the two. And there's times where, you know, having the idea that we can't be forgiven for what we've done to ourselves or other people, it's the reason why we hold ourselves in contempt. And it's why we're not able to move forward. And it's actually used as a form of self-sabotage and an excuse of why we can't change. And I know that's sometimes really hard to hear. And again, give yourself grace for that. You're allowed to feel how you feel. But just know that there's a lot of things that we hold ourselves hostage in. And, you know, having unworthiness and feeling unworthy of something or not deserving of something, that is something that we are doing to ourselves. Someone else doesn't tell us this, is essentially what I'm getting at, is we tell ourselves that we are worthy right now. No matter what happened, we take a stance right now and we say, I am worthy. I am worthy of change. I am worthy to change my circumstances. It doesn't matter what happened before me. That is all forgiven. That is all cleared because I'm deciding that right now. And I want to step into the highest frequency possible. I want to feel more love. And that's where prayer comes in. And again, we're going to talk so much more about this. We're only on module 2 and we have 12 plus all the Facebook lives and other content that I'll be posting. But I just really want you to know that, you know, I've gone down this path also. And, you know, I could personally give you 10 things right now that I could easily allow me to feel unworthy or convince myself that I'm not capable or deserving to teach this course or even be in the relationship that I have right now. But I'm not going to let that happen because it doesn't serve me. And I've gone down that path, and it's a combination, honestly, of imposter syndrome, which we all have, and also comparison to other people who may be in your eyes and, you know, in my eyes that I've had to work through, you know, doing it better than you or has just a certain way of doing things that you're in complete awe about. And that's where, you know, talking about this on the first module, I thought was really important because you want to get out of that comparison mode right off the bat. You want to essentially crowd out other people, not just for this 4 weeks, but essentially, you know, still hold compassion for other people, but not have other people's energy, opinions, and, you know, what they're doing, their journey, have an effect on you. And so if you look for reasons, you guys, to hold yourself back, trust me when I tell you, you will find them. If you search for reasons why you don't deserve X, they're going to appear to you. And this is just law of attraction. This is not anything to do with you. It has to do with you because obviously you are a powerful creator, but it's not bias. It's not, you're not being targeted in order to have things show up for you. It's because you're looking for it. And we're always going to see what we search for. And we're always going to have reaffirmed to us what we believe in. And I want this to shift in you before this course is over so you can release these patterns and energies that are just, they're not serving you in any capacity. And again, this is something that does take repetition. It's the constant pep talk, being your own cheerleader, setting your own flames on fire, and just reminding yourself of how powerful you are. And, you know, the higher you go up in frequency, the more empowered you begin to feel, of course. However, the more people will start reflecting to you that they don't get it. And what I mean by that is the higher you go up in frequency, you're going to be met with more doubt. And that is not necessarily you. That, in my opinion, is projection. Projection from family members, friends, significant others who just don't get it and they just don't have to. And this is why relationships shift so much in this work, you guys, and you have to let them. If you don't allow the natural attrition of things falling off, you're going to be spending all of your time defending your new energy and why things are, why you're doing what you're doing, instead of just continuously working on it and growing. you're never going to be able to talk someone else into your belief. All you can ever do is show. Words do not teach. And that is something that I want you to write down. I can actually put it in the worksheet, but words do not teach, but your energy does. So when people see you, when people see how you're acting and how you're operating, that's when people start to get curious and want to know more about you. But if you're trying to defend yourself, which of course, this is having a higher vibration is absolutely nothing you should ever try to defend. And if you feel that way, you need to immediately release these people because that is going to affect you in a negative manner. But just understand that this is something that you may experience. You may not experience it at all. You may be on a journey for a very long time, and this has already happened to you. I have found for me that it happened pretty, I don't want to use the word intensely because I definitely don't want to scare you, but about 3 years ago, it was kind of like the fall off. I called it, this is a little dramatic, but I called it the Great Purge of 2016. So I guess that was more like 4 years ago. But since then, you guys, it's been mostly smooth sailing. And what I mean by that is I have been attracting the right people. I have been in groups that are actually very uplifting and empowering, and we're thriving off of each other. So it may be a little bit of a rocky road for a little bit, but I promise you it gets a lot easier once you know what you want and you know what you deserve as well. So how do you release guilt? And how do you release shame? And how do you let go of these things so they don't essentially run the show? So you're not just operating out of a reaction from everything going on. And the way that you do this, you guys, is you stop giving it power. You stop allowing those outside things to allow yourself to either be judged by it, or you stop giving it your attention. If you don't give attention to something, you take away its power. And I want this to be very clear that I don't mean this in a spiritual bypassing way. I don't mean this like, oh, if you have this deep shadow work that you need to do, if you just take your attention off of it, it's not going to affect you. I don't mean it in that sense. I don't want you guys to take that out of context. What I mean is that if there's someone around you, more specifically, let's say the news, social media, politics, you guys know what I'm talking about. If you stop paying attention to that kind of stuff, how can it affect you? And I want you to really think about that, because we tend to give our power to that, and we tend to just be reacting and reacting and reacting. And on a physical level, that's actually really toxic to your body, because you're spiking your adrenaline, you're increasing your cortisol, and it's really putting you into fight or flight. And, you know, I've been very open about my journey, and I used to have really, really bad anxiety when I was younger. And that was a lot of the reason. I was very permeable, I guess you could say. I was allowing my outside circumstances to control me. There's a lot of other things that I wasn't doing right, like sleeping. I wasn't sleeping very well. I wasn't eating right. I didn't have a great relationship. And so once I got all of those things into alignment, things started to shift for me. And so when you stop taking these things so seriously, meaning that you release the power that they have over you, you stop looking at it as some big block or some monster, and you minimize its power. And you remind yourself that you only knew what you knew at that moment. And in this specifically, I'm talking about any guilt or any shame that you may be feeling from the past. And you just give yourself grace. You pump yourself with that grace and forgiveness. You pray, you ask for it. And you realize that you only operated in the state of consciousness that you knew at that moment. So let's just say that you had something happen 5 years ago and you didn't like what you did, and you're feeling a lot of guilt around it and a lot of shame around it. You have quite literally quantum leaped in 5 years. There's no doubt. Even though I don't know all of you yet, I know that more than likely, if you're in this program, you wouldn't have been attracted to it if you already weren't doing deep work. So just know that there's so much that you didn't know at that moment. There were so many lower frequencies that were, you know, helping you in not a good way to make your decision. So give yourself grace for that, and remind yourself that not one person, again, on this planet does not experience something that they're not proud of, and perfection doesn't exist. And it's not, I don't believe it was ever part it was ever supposed to be part of the human experience. And humans, you guys, are the only species. I was thinking about this a lot before I recorded this module. Humans are the only species on this planet that guilt themselves. If you watch animals, animals don't feel guilt or shame. And if they do, it's not obvious because they just don't know what that is. Like a cat does not know, does not feel guilty when it jumps off of a cabinet and lands in your soup, right? I don't even know why I said that. But a cat's not like, oh my God, I can't believe that I did that. I'm a horrible person. I'm going to feel guilty for the rest of the week. These energies and these thought patterns and forms were created and they were introduced as a form of control, just like fear. And the reason why this has happened over the years is because if you're fearful, you're controllable. You're in fight or flight. You're not thinking clearly. You're not in your knowing. You're not in clarity. You're not listening to your intuition. And you're literally frozen, so you don't make any type of progress. I can, again, remember back to my anxiety days where I was so frozen by fear that I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't even read a book because I could not get out of my own head because I was just so frozen with the fear of nothing. Let's just call it what it is. Anxiety is usually just a fear of the future. And I was just so trapped in the what ifs. And I was so nervous about everything. And I never wanted to make a mistake. And so I was frozen. And so if you stay shameful, you're not going to thrive either. And as much as no one wants to believe this, and trust me when I say I wish that none of this were true, there are darker forces out there who have an agenda and don't want people to thrive. And their whole reason, or whole, I guess you could say, agenda right now is to keep people in fear. Look at COVID. Look at, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter, which I think is a very important movement. And there's a lot of people trying to create this, where a lot of us are trying to create unity. And then there's organizations who are trying to separate us. And that's why I believe this work is so important, not just as a doing it on an individual level, but really spreading more of the positive information and how we can all help this, because there are a lot of people, unfortunately, and trust me, I wish it was not true and it's not something that I wanted to believe, but it is something that is happening. That's why we need to do the work on ourselves, and that's why we need to remind ourselves that this idea of we have to stay in guilt and stay in shame and stay unworthy, we're just buying into the matrix of illusion. And we're giving them, by them, I mean the people that don't want us to thrive and don't want us to ascend and raise our own consciousness. And so this is just really important to remember, you guys. And I just want you all to know that you do have the power. And, you know, something that I've really released during the quarantine, which I'm very grateful of, is the guilt and shame of relaxing and relaxing more than I'm working. You know, my whole life I've been mostly in my masculine, I would say, which I know a lot of you struggle with as well. And I've had a really hard time with doing nothing. I vividly remember this. I used to like brag that I can't sit down and watch a movie. I used to brag to people like, oh yeah, I'm a busy bee. Like I have to work. I have to constantly be doing something, whether it's dishes, folding laundry. And you know, I don't like sitting down and watching a movie. And it's so silly to think about now. And it just shows how much work I've done on this. But I don't feel guilt and shame anymore about doing those types of things. And I believe that it's so necessary to take time to do nothing, because even when doing nothing, you guys, you're actually on an energetic level doing a lot. You're actually allowing information to come to you to receive more downloads of information. And these last few months, I've been just prioritizing my joy more than ever and doing what feels good. And coincidentally, but not coincidentally, I've had more information come through. I've had a lot more things show up, and it was never in the doing. And it was never in like the hard, the grind, the, you know, all these things that, again, we're programmed to do. It was always in the receiving mode of let me, you know, meditate a little bit. I'm going to take some naps. I'm going to go lay by the pool. I am going to watch a Netflix show. Like all these things up until about a few years ago, I would never have done. I would have guilted myself out of it. I would have told myself I'm lazy, and it's just not the truth. And so I know a lot of you are conditioned as well to believe that when we aren't working, we're not worthy. Like, we're not worthy of something specific or having success or having abundance. And this is just false. And when you have this imbalance of the masculine and the feminine, which we're going to talk a lot more about, you're not going to manifest as quickly. You're probably not going to manifest as much. When I took a 4-week, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks off of social media back in November of this past year, I was just called and I listened to it. Didn't make sense, but I listened to it. I manifested like crazy. It was so wild and it was so fun to watch that I wasn't posting on social media. I wasn't doing a whole lot. I was kind of just, you know, really taking a soul vacation, doing what brought me joy. And so many things came through. And that just goes to show that you don't have to be doing in order to receive. So we're going to talk a lot more about, you know, the masculine and the feminine. And, you know, it's just something that's really important to understand that your productivity does not determine your worthiness or your deservingness, and you don't have to label yourself anymore. You can let that go and you can release it. So one of the biggest things, you guys, that I really want you all to take away from this module is you can't be controlled and victimized by anyone outside of you unless you allow it. And you have to ask yourself, where am I giving my power away? Where am I giving my power away to the past? Meaning the guilt, the shame that you've experienced, or maybe it's the lack of forgiveness for a mother, a father. You know, again, they too only knew what they knew in that moment. And so there's no doubt if you're thinking of like, well, I want them to feel guilty or shameful for what they did. Guaranteed they do. You know, the only reason why they wouldn't is if they do fall into, let's say, the sociopath or psychopath category, which again, that is not anything that I like to talk about because it's not my, I'm not a therapist, but that would probably be the only reason why they wouldn't feel that. So if you think that you need to, in a way, continuously think that they need to feel guilty, they probably already do. And I don't want any of you to hold on to that guilt for yourself. You know, I think any of us can go back to our childhood and see things that maybe weren't ideal, but in essence, we're able to give that to ourselves right now. If we didn't get enough love, give that to ourselves. If we didn't feel like our parents were very present with us, we can give that presence to ourselves. If we grew up maybe not having enough food on the table, you know, we're in a time right now where we're able to create abundance. We can give that to ourselves. And so that is the empowering piece that I really want to leave you guys with, is that, you know, where is it in your life that you're allowing your past to create your future? You know, where in your current life are you seeing unworthiness or guilt show up? Do you have control over it? Is there something that you are continually participating in, as in social media, politics, conversations, old photos? That's another one. I talk about it a lot in, I think it's my I Am program, about Marie Kondoing everything down to the photos that you have in your phone, deleting text messages from years ago. Anything that's coming up that triggers past circumstances, I don't believe serve us in any way. And what they're doing is they're recreating and re-energizing feelings from the past, which again, does not serve us in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I laugh at that because I think we do need to make this fun. A lot of times when I have guilt come up of something from the past, I do laugh and I do that intentionally. And I do that because I'm like, nope, you don't have any control of me. Thanks, but bye. Bye, Felicia. You're nope. You have no control over me and I'm not going to allow you to ruin my day. And I do that a lot. And it's not, I'm not dismissing it in a sense of, again, bypassing. It's more of, I've worked so much to release guilt and shame, and I know it doesn't serve me. It's not productive. It's not going to add to my day. So if it's not going to add to my day, why would I give it attention? And again, I'm taking away its power. And, you know, another question to ask yourself is there a person in your life that's constantly reminding you of who you don't want to be, or someone that's always triggering you in a non-productive way? This is not something where I want to say like, oh, get rid of anyone who is not adding to your life. That's going to be a very personal thing to you. But I would have you consider, is there someone in your life that is constantly triggering you, that is constantly reminding you of who you used to be, that is putting you down for gaining things in your life, putting you down for stepping up your game and, you know, quite literally changing your frequency, because that is not something that will change. They have to do that themselves. So you're participating in that. So something to just gently remind you guys of is, if you're allowing that person in your life continuously, that's again a decision that you're making every single day. So definitely something to think about. And the last couple of things is, are you shaming yourself for things you think you shouldn't be doing? Are you shaming yourself because it's a comparison to someone else's life, but it actually wouldn't feel shameful if you stopped comparing yourself to that person? And I know that sounds confusing, so definitely listen to that again. An example of this would be that you're relaxing on the couch, and then you open up social media and Jane from college showed a picture that she just ran 10 miles and now you feel guilty because you didn't exercise today. That's such a simple example, but that's what we do. That is what we do to ourselves. We're in our truth. We're in our knowing. We've decided that we're going to relax for the next 30 minutes and, you know, watch TV. And then we get on social media and we shit ourselves. We're like, oh, I can't. She just did this. And so I should be doing this too. No, no, you definitely don't have to. And we have to stop using other people as our barometer to our own happiness and our success. And we have to do what feels good to us, what fills us up the most. We are very different souls. Because if we start, again, comparing ourselves to everyone else's life, that is going to completely derail us. And you have to ask yourself, like, what am I happy and content with right now? And what is bringing me joy? Not necessarily someone else. And, you know, again, saying this, I'll probably say this multiple times, comparing your life to someone else on social media is like comparing an orange to an apple. They're completely different things. It's like comparing a tiger to a turtle. Like it doesn't work that way. And it's not something that's going to serve you. And we're all complete, even though we all look the same in terms of we're all human, we're all different souls and we've all lived different things. And it's kind of wild to think about it, you know, to compare ourselves to someone else's journey and to put our ultimate happiness and our way of being and our future in someone else's hand. And so you're the only person that knows what's best for you. Your soul has a completely individual past and path and really a contract and an agreement of what's to come. And if you're constantly in that unworthiness and shame, you're still going to get the information from your soul, but it's going to take a lot longer and it may be a little bit more painful. And so that's why I really want everyone to learn how to tap into their own knowing in this course, which again, we're going to get into in a lot of the other modules. But you have to just thank your experiences from the past. You have to ask yourself, like, you know, maybe there's some guilt and shame, but can I maybe see this differently and realize that it was a redirect? Can I possibly, is there any way that I can be grateful and see this as something that happened for me instead of something that was against me? Or can I look in retrospect and see that everything worked out according to plan? That is the paradigm shift, you guys. And your soul has you. Your soul always has had you. It's just the idea of separation and that we're not in control and all the fear that's being pumped out right now to make you think otherwise. And she's quite literally begging you to let go of these lower frequencies so she can get you to where you want to be, to where your desires are. And, you know, a lot of this work is the paradigm shifting. It's the decision to stop operating in a victim mindset, which, trust me, I've done my own share on this. So I know it's possible for you to get out of it as well. And it's a shift in energy that you can achieve right now. And you don't have to wait until these 4 weeks are over. You know, if you continue to wait for a change to happen instead of creating it yourself, you're perpetuating the cycle because you're waiting for something outside of you. And that just isn't how this work works. And I can promise you that if you stay consistent, you make this decision, and you remind yourself of how powerful you are, it just can't not happen. That is a promise to you that if you do the work, it can't not happen. And if you wait instead of, you know, something to come to you or happen to you, I'm not saying that it can't, but it's going to probably be a slower process. So I'm going to leave you guys with some affirmations and some mantras that are super powerful and will change your energy immediately. And you're going to notice at the end, I say SB123. What that means is as I speak it, I become it. And so the reason I learned this in my year-long alchemy course that I just took, and now I'm in year two, it's very powerful, you guys. And when you say that, you embody it more. So just understand that it may sound a little bit strange at first, but it'll take some time and repetition. And I'll put these in the worksheet as well. That way you guys have them to repeat. You guys can add your own. The main thing that I just want you guys to understand is that when you say SB123 after everything, you're basically like concreting it into the universe. You're projecting it to the quantum field, and you are quite literally becoming it. So the first one is, I am worthy of love just as I am, SB123. I know who I am in truth, SB123. I am forgiven for my past and I am free, SB123. There is nothing that I need to do, to be deserving or worthy of what I desire, SB123. It is safe to be powerful, SB123. Love is the only truth, SB123. So just take a second and allow these words to soak up into your energy field and say these as many times as you need. As I mentioned earlier, you can add your own if you would like. You can decide that, you know, you want to put your own flavor to it, make it sound a little bit different, use different words, whatever you're needing in this moment. Maybe it's more in terms of your health. Maybe it's, I am healthy and I am free, SB123. Or maybe it's, I am confident and I am successful, SB123. So there's no wrong way to do this. Again, it's projecting into the universe and it's essentially integrating into your cells. So just know that your words are powerful. Just know that you are powerful. There is nothing that you need to do to be more worthy or deserving. It's a claiming of it. And I wish I knew that sooner. I wish that I had been told by someone. I wish that I had taken a course similar to this. And that's why I create these, is because I want people who are being led to this work and who need this medicine to know that there's nothing that they need to do. And I know it's all perfect. I know my journey was perfect no matter what, and just know that yours is as well. So I hope this served you. Let me know in the group what you have gained from this module. Again, the worksheet will be attached, and just sending you all so much love, and I will see you in the group.